Okay, what have we learned today?
Ugh.
You two cannot be trusted alone.
We cannot be trusted alone.
100%.
Turns out Grace is the responsible adult on this show.
It's a very thin thing.
I'm as horrified as you are. Okay. Shall we start talking about how this day has gone so far?
What, Mother's Day?
Oh, we could do. I mean, mostly for me and Nick, who haven't done anything motherly today.
No,
well, at least
not
I haven't.
At all. I woke up.
I assume Nick hasn't.
No, I rang my mum today, and just wished her a happy Mother's Day because she is away on holiday.
Nice.
But yeah, I woke up with a hangover, and
she's not in Cyprus, is she?
No, she's she's at the timeshare in Grantham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scenic Grantham.
I suppose I should tell that story for the listeners' benefit, shouldn't I?
Well, the Cyprus. We recorded it.
No, not the Cyprus.
Okay,
so this is... I am quite fortunate to have had quite a privileged upbringing in that my parents have a timeshare, but I think I'm one of the unluckiest lucky people in the world, right? Just want to mention this. Out of all the places mm-hmm. that my parents could have bought a timeshare, Tuscany, south of France, Menorca, that would be quite good. Calablanca, somewhere nice and sunny on the coast. I mean, fucking Cornwall would be quite nice as well.
Mm-hmm.
They decided,
some nice bits of Wales.
Yep, that's it. They decided to go for a golf hotel on the outskirts of Grantham. Don't get me wrong, it's very lovely, the lodge is very nice, but it's in fucking Grantham.
Yeah.
Like,
and for our international listeners, Grantham is not where Downton Abbey is set, despite it being named after Lord Grantham. It's not that nice.
Like, okay, so the things you can do at Grantham, you can play golf, you mm-hmm. can vandalise the Margaret Thatcher statue.
Nick, you've changed my mind. Let's U-turn this. That's the best vacation idea.
Yeah, you can vandalise the Margaret Thatcher statue.
Oh.
And I know that you're going to edit this and make me look like a clown because I said that wrong in the first place.
No, you're fine.
But other, yeah, I suppose you can do like hill walking and stuff, but like literally that's it. You know.
I feel like if they charged 30 quid and you got like 5 minutes to do whatever you want to the Margaret Thatcher statue. We could pay off the national debt, there'd be no more potholes. And it's what she would have wanted.
Yeah, probably right.
Like, I'd go.
The problem with pissing on my statue is that eventually you've run out of piss.
Run out of piss, yeah. This is a dark way to start Mother's Day.
I mean,
Margaret Thatcher was a mother.
She was, but not a MILF.
I just wanted to tell the story of being the unluckiest lucky person in the world.
That's fair.
I fully expect to be ran over by an ambulance any day now.
Oh, right.
I hope you don't.
Well, yeah, this is it. But if you're going to get run over, an ambulance is probably, you know, the favourite to get run over
the
by.
The funniest thing to be run over by after a hearse, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if an ambulance ran you over, they wouldn't stop to check you because they're on their way to someone else. So they'd have to call an ambulance for you and fuck off to where they were previously going.
Oh, probably.
Oh, no, like, I'm expecting, like, it's going to be an empty one, which is just on the way home at the end of the shift mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah, they're off to the drive-thru to get food for the night shift.
Yeah, that's it, and it's just like, oh, wallop, oh, fuck, load him in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They take you through the drive-thru on the way to the hospital. I'm not turning this thing around. Fuck it, I'm getting my Mackey's.
Hey, you in the back, yeah. Do you want anything?
Yeah. Feeding you chips through a straw.
So part of the reason Nick didn't do anything for Mother's Day today, and I'm very grateful for this, is Nick came down once again to fix my car. I think this is the final chapter in the fixing my car saga for now.
Yeah, it's mended. It's working well. The brake is no longer binding.
The brakes are horrifyingly different now.
Yeah, because they work.
It's surreal. Like, I have to think about stopping distances now. I didn't before, because the brakes... So, while the brakes were technically broken, they were more efficient brakes. Because you could put your foot down like a quarter of the way and your car would come to a complete stop.
Yeah, because they were both already on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And while that is bad in the long term, I have got used to this. And now it is much harder for me to brake because I have to change my braking habits.
If it's any consolation, I got into my Yaris and the brakes felt exactly the same in that as they did in your car. And
That's good.
And I know that out of all my Yaris's flaws, the braking system isn't one of them.
Fantastic.
It's a well-maintained braking system. Yeah, it's just that the tyres are shit, which any amount of moisture, and it's like driving on sheet ice, which is basically all the way down to where James lives, and then all the way back, it was raining heavily.
Yeah, that was a bad time.
Like a distance of 300 miles in total.
But yeah, Nick asked me to, when we started going, he was like, right, let me know if the brakes feel funny, because he'd completely redone all the brakes, and I got in, and I was like, I put my foot all the way down, and it was really soft. And it turns out that's just how brakes are meant to be, but I immediately panicked. I was like, Nick, what have you done? Yeah, this is bad. But no, that's just how normal brakes are supposed to be.
Well, this is the thing. There's a little bit of featherability in the pedal, but so long as it goes stiff at the at some point in the travel, you know, then it's fine. So, yeah.
Well, that's all right. Similarly, I was in the car with Grace yesterday. Drives like an absolute maniac.
Yeah, but you knew that already.
I'd forgotten, to be honest. It's been so long since I got to live with you that I got in and you didn't break any laws, but it definitely felt like we were doing, like, some Mad Max stuff.
Well, I mean, technically doing 40 miles an hour around a tight bend is still within the speed limit, it's just not recommended.
Yes. And you know what? I nearly did the exact same thing on the exact same bend, because braking took longer than it was supposed to, or longer than I'm used to.
Haha, so... you braked.
Yeah.
Bless your soul. Just die like a real driver.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, not yeah, not really. But yeah, it's been not quite a harrowing journey back, but it was a frustrating one because every corner felt greasy. There was lots of wheel spin if I wanted to pull away quickly. Like, not because I'm ham-fisted or anything like that in driving, it's just the tyres on my car are shit. But there we go.
I mean, of the three of us, Nick is the safest driver.
Oh, well, thank you.
Or at least, well, I might catch up with you as soon as I figure out how brakes work, but for now, yes.
This is it. Nick is probably the safest driver out of the three of us who occasionally does stupid things in cars, but never mind.
Unlike Grace, who yelled, oh, what was it you said? Did I mention I don't have a reason to live as you charge down at, like, putting the gas down? Yeah.
Technically, I said, is this a good time to tell you that I don't have a reason to live as I floored it coming out of a roundabout?
Are you okay, Grace?
I've not been for a while, but thanks for asking.
Oh, Grace. Okay. I'm actually feeling... Shall we just jump into it?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, if you want.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. So, we will come back to Cyberpunk, I promise.
Yes.
We're still too depressed to tackle it.
We're still a little bit depressed.
As you can tell.
It's been a long day. We want to jump into a fluffier subject. So without further ado, we're going to skip ahead very slightly to talk about what we do in the shadows. Now, what do we know about what we do in the shadows?
I've watched all of it.
Grace has watched all of it.
So
I've watched all of it very recently because I watched the film when it came out. And then I heard there was a TV series a couple of years later and I thought, is that really going to be good? Like, the film was enough, you know?
Hmm.
And then I watched the TV show and I was wrong. It's really good. It's better than the film, which almost never happens.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like a, US adaptation. And then, you know how it is. When the US remakes things.
I can only think of one version of something which was better than the original.
The Office. Yeah.
The Office, yeah. Like, literally, yeah. That's the only
which
thing
is,
I
it,
can think.
It is singular in its quality compared to other US remakes of things that everyone knows that one.
Yeah, this is it.
But also What We Do in the Shadows. Nick, you've watched a few episodes with me.
I have, yeah. I also watched a couple of episodes with Sophie.
Perfect.
I should... I should also mention that I got promoted at work.
Yay!
Hey! Fantastic.
Which basically means that since we're still a little bit short-staffed and we've actually employed somebody to sort of replace me because I was replacing the supervisor, I've had to train him. So, don't get me wrong, he's doing absolutely fantastically, but, like, training people is really, really tiring. So
yes, yeah. I can believe it.
I've been doing a lot of sleeping and a lot of putting things on, which I don't really have to pay attention to. You know, stuff I've already seen, and it's just nice background noise while you're drifting off or, you know, faffing about like cooking tea and stuff like that. So I haven't had a chance to watch more of it, but the few things I have watched, I've really enjoyed it.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Oh, tip about training trainees.
Oh no.
Okay.
Break up your day by telling them some absolute bullshit.
Lie to them.
See what they do and tell everyone else so they can watch them as
train
well.
Train them wrong on purpose, just as a joke, to see what happens.
Not on the actual job, just other things. The younger they are, the more susceptible they are to bullshit as well. It's quite amusing. Everyone learned this way.
So.
Oh boy.
I've posted a quiz.
Oh, have you?
Which vampire are you from What We Do in the Shadows?
Oh, excellent.
I figured that might be a good way to start things instead of going through the traditional smash or pass method.
Oh, that'll
though
be
we
fun.
Can do the traditional smash or pass method if you prefer.
No, I quite like a quiz.
Perfect.
Because it also means that people who use the Discord can use it as well.
Exactly. So
BuzzFeed, eh?
This is BuzzFeed. It's which What We Do in the Shadows character are you? It's only up to season 2, so the guide won't be in here.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably. I don't know. We'll find out.
What are your predictions?
I'd quite like Laszlo.
Yeah, okay.
But we'll see. Grace?
I'll probably get Nadja because I've got a short temper.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see you as a Nadja. Not just because you're the girl, but...
Nadja.
So, on my way home, I pulled over in the pissing rain and the fog to take a photo of an aeroplane that I found interesting that was parked about an eighth of a mile away.
Mr.
And I
Robinson,
get closer.
100% for Nick.
Yep. That's very Colin Robinson behaviour.
That is a Colin Robinson thing to do.
I think you have more riz than Colin Robinson.
Oh, for sure. I feel like you'd either be Guillermo or
Nandor.
Nandor.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Relentless.
We'll see what happens then, I guess.
Okay, choose a vampiric hideaway. We've got a living room, we've got a ballroom, we've got a Victorian house, we've got a...
cabin in the woods.
Cabin in the woods. We've got a modern new build, or we've got a nightclub.
That is just a semi-detached house, so that's the Colin Robinson option.
That's got to be the Colin Robinson.
Absolutely.
Fuck new builds. That's hideous. I'm going for the French-looking living room.
Good choice.
The chandelier.
I'll go cabin in the woods. That looks comfy.
Mm. Grace?
I was going to go for the really fancy French-looking place, but then I thought to myself, no, because I wouldn't want to spill stuff on the furnishings, so I'm going to go for the cozy little cottage thing.
You've gone cottage core.
Yeah.
Nice. Step 2, choose an animal familiar. We've got dog, horse, snake, bear, cat, or bird.
I'm going to go bird, I think.
Birds are cool.
Yeah,
however,
birds are cool.
I think having a bear as a familiar would be sick. Like, imagine just showing up and, like, I summon my familiar, just a bear just walks, go, yeah. It's going to be great.
Yep, fair enough.
No one would mess with you.
I mean, I'm going for a cat because the cat would absolutely mess with the bear and your bear would get upset and cry.
I have seen cats just attack bears before and they seem very brave and very foolish.
Indeed.
But it works.
But the bears always run off, so, like...
Who's... That's true. But in most situations, a bear would be better.
The bear would win.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would win.
Right, choose some shoes. Well, we should power through this just so we get time.
Loafers, boots, Converse, slides, Vans, or dress shoes?
Gotta be the boots.
To be fair, boots is what I normally wear all the time, and that's because my work provides me with steel toe-cap boots, so I may as well get the wear out of them.
Yeah, you may as well golf it out. I will alternate between boots and Converse, depending on the weather.
How would you drink your vampire wine?
Ooh.
In crystal glass, in a champagne glass, in a goblet, in some gold trim glasses, some normal wine glasses, or just a really cheap wine glass.
Or with a pizza, I think that
with
is.
A pizza.
Yeah, with a pizza.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to go steel goblet, because that's cool, but there's not much variety here. It would be nice to have, like, a pint glass as, like, an option.
Drink wine by the pint?
Well,
you?
No, you can...
I mean, you're not drinking wine, you're drinking blood, aren't you?
Yes.
But... You Philistine. Have you
That's
no
the
culture?
Key part here. Right.
I'm going for the one with the gold trim.
Yeah. Nick?
What food would you...
I'm going for the one with the pizza, but my thing is... Oh, shit. Oh, no, we're okay, we're back. My, secondary quiz device froze, but now we're back.
Nick is so decadent, he has a second machine just to do quizzes. What food would you miss as a vampire?
There is an option on here which I'm going to pick immediately. So
is
we have
chocolate cake?
Nope, we have sushi,
steak.
Freshly baked bread, chocolate cake, fresh fruit burgers, and steak. And yes, it is steak. I fucking love me a steak.
Solid choice. I think mine's actually going to be bread.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like the really good stuff, the fresh...
Yeah, like the smell of freshly baked bread. Oof, top
yeah.
notch.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Burgers.
Yeah, I mean...
That too.
I'd miss most of them, to be fair, except sushi.
Yeah, fair enough.
Choose a vampiric amulet.
You got a bit of cut glass.
Yep.
A Celtic pendant. A Lockhart bracelet. A fog watch. A crystal wrapped in wire. Or a diamond pendant.
Well, one of them is practical, and I'm going to take it.
It's the pocket watch, isn't it?
It's the pocket watch.
In which case, I'm going to go for the Atlantean-looking crystal wrapped in wire. After my second favourite Disney movie, Atlantis the Lost Empire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so good.
And finally, choose your bat form. Oh, they're all good.
Yeah, I know nothing about bats. Ooh. Just for the listener's benefit, there's just six pictures of cute bats, but I couldn't tell you like
so,
what they are.
I know that bats come in three flavours.
Okay.
Cotton ball, tiny puppy.
Yep.
Or what's the third one?
Nightmarish wolf.
Nightmarish wolf, yeah.
I think we've actually got two wolf bats, a vampire bat, a banana bat, and
we're not biologists.
A fruit bat.
You don't come here for biology.
We don't know. You don't get points for knowing the bats.
If you do come here for biology, may I recommend going elsewhere?
Yes.
We're terrible. Okay, I'm gonna.
I take it we're all going for the little fluffy boy in the corner.
Oh, I think I am.
Who's
yeah,
yawning.
I've gone for the fluffy yawning boy, and I got Laszlo Cravensworth.
Oh, you got who you wanted
as my vampire. Yes, indeed.
Okay, what did Grace get?
I got Jenna, who appears for one episode.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about Jenna.
Hello, Kat. We all forgot about Jenna.
Well, it's a good thing that we did this quiz because now we remember that Jenna exists and we can talk about her briefly. Nick.
I got Nando the Relentless. How, I do
nice.
Not know.
Yay.
But yeah, there we go.
You're kind of relentless.
I don't think this is me, though. Like, you
it's
have
rare
a natural...
that you relent.
Yeah, this is true. I know what I want, and I'm not afraid to go out and get it. What I want is usually to drive cars, look at aeroplanes, that sort of thing. But apparently I have a natural talent for leadership, but I sometimes forget about the needs of others as you drive towards your goals. I don't have a natural talent for leadership.
I can see some of that. You just
okay.
got promoted to managing people. There you go.
Yeah, that's true. I did teach you to drive as well.
You did?
So.
And you were a solid driving teacher.
Oh, there we go. I guess the shoe fits a little bit better than I thought it would.
Exactly. Have you got to the episode where Laszlo finds his car?
No.
Okay, you've got that to look forward to.
Okay.
Mine says, you're a hedonist through and through. You understand the good things in life are meant to be enjoyed, and you have no shame about enjoying them. You're an attentive and loving partner and a bit of a flirt. You're artistic, creative, and passionate, and you know how to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I can see it.
I guess. Okay.
You have the same beard.
I have the same beard, And I wish I could talk like Matt Berry.
Yeah, everybody wishes they could talk like Matt Berry.
As do we
yeah.
all, to be fair. It's very enchanting.
It is.
So there was one... My favourite Matt Berryism from the recent episodes I just watched. Guillermo is hiding in the shed. He's like hiding something from Laszlo. Laszlo's like, oh, what are you doing in the shed? And Guillermo just goes, having a wank. And Laszlo goes, ah, that's my boy. Carry on. Or something like that. Or just, good man. Just yelling stuff like that. It cracked me up.
Oh, brilliant. He does talk like... how I imagine the rest of the world imagines British people talk like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
See, occasionally when I listen to him, I feel like I'm getting a bit of, you'll know who I mean, but I don't know his actual name. This was a terrible analogy. It's one of the Carry On blokes from the Carry On films.
Is it the posh one?
Yeah.
Kenneth Williams?
Yes. There's a bit of Kenneth Williams in how he talks as Laszlo.
Okay.
It may just be me imagining that, but...
He has got a bit of a nasal quality. Mm.
Okay, let's do this more traditionally now.
Yep, we've done...
I'll go through the Smash or Pass. Who are the characters of what we do in the shadows? Fair warning, we're mostly going to talk about the TV show, because I can't remember any of the names of the characters in the films. It's just sort of been overwritten for me.
Fair enough. There's only so much space in your head.
Exactly. And to be honest, the ones in the TV show have more character to them.
Yeah.
So without further ado, I'll... So I guess we describe him as the leader, but we have Nandor.
Mm-hmm.
He is from... It's an area that is now part of Iran. I can never remember its actual name.
Okay.
But he's very old and...
And relentless.
And relentless. And he played Handles in Doctor Who.
I remember you telling me about this.
And that devastated me, because Handles was the saddest companion in Doctor Who. I cry like a baby when Handles died.
Yeah, one of the saddest character deaths.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nandor is more famous for being one of the characters in Four Lions.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Yeah.
I've still not seen the Four Lions, but I know of it.
Hmm.
It is very funny. Mm. Very, very funny. Very sad, but very
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it's a dark one as well, from what I remember.
Yeah, it's a dark comedy, yeah.
Mm. We will almost certainly see him mostly shipped with Guillermo.
Oh, I should say.
100%.
I can see it.
They are the will they, won't they of this entire show. But personally, I think Guillermo can do better.
Mm.
I would dare say he deserves better.
Nandor is such a cunt. From the limited amount I've watched, like, he's a funny cunt, but he's a cunt nonetheless.
He's a cunt to Guillermo. He has his good moments as it goes on.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a...
I think that's what it takes to be a vampire, though, isn't it?
Yes. That is...
You can't be a nice person if you're going to be a vampire.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Guillermo gets... As he goes on, he gets stronger. Let's say it that way.
Okay.
I mean, how spoilery are we going here?
I mean, you can spoil because I will probably have forgotten it by the time I get to the bit, and then I'll remember and be like, oh, yeah, I should have known this was coming, but yeah.
Perfect. So Guillermo's whole arc is he is also a vamp. He's genetically a vampire hunter.
You did tell me about this, actually.
He is like Buffy, in a way. He's just very good at killing vampires.
He's related to Van Helsing.
Mm-hmm. The big man.
Right, I see.
The big
man.
Mm-hmm. And so there is one scene in the most recent season that did convince me that Nandor and Guillermo is Nora, is something I could get behind. And this is a big spoiler. Eventually, Guillermo does get bitten and he starts transforming into a vampire.
Okay.
And he starts to regret it. And Nandor kind of... He lets on that, yeah, I knew this was coming and he wouldn't make a good vampire, and that's why I've never tried to turn him before.
Oh, shit. So it's like, does he actually care? Even though he acts like he doesn't.
There's a little bit of a, oh, does Nandor care kind of situation, because...
Yeah, maybe he's been trying to desensitize him to awful, toxic shit for the entire time.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Mm.
A bit like anger management, where he tried to make him so angry.
Yeah, it's sort of implied that Nandor didn't think Guillermo was ready.
Yeah.
And he finds a way to undo it for him.
Oh, okay.
And that's all I'll say on how that works.
Right, fair enough.
But yeah, I suspect we'll see a lot of them. I also expect, or at least what I'm looking for, to be honest, is my main ship of this show.
The Count and Matt Berry.
It's not... No. We will talk about the Count as well, but of course it's Nadia and Laszlo.
Yep, fair enough.
So I saw someone say this. I'd been preparing to say this to you guys. I feel like Nadia and Laszlo are a modern day Morticia and Gomez Adams in terms of couple goals.
No.
Stone side. Really?
Because they're awful people.
Well, yes, they're awful people.
I mean, they're perfect for each other, but they're awful people.
I could see them talking to the Adams and getting on incredibly well.
So, I know what you mean. They are not necessarily... Like, they deserve each other in the same way that Morticia and Gomez deserve each other. And...
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, like nothing will come between them because they are that compatible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except that they both sleep around a lot.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're kind of like polar opposites to the Adams in that case.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of I see where you're coming from.
They seem to have a very healthy polygamous relationship.
They do. Yeah. In fact, I would say they're one of the healthiest couples in modern TV.
Fucking hell, us.
I mean,
I can't think of any others where their relationship is prominent and close.
She chases him round the house and tries to kill him.
And he's into it. He's so into it.
He's not always into it.
They're gone for a... They're separated for a week and she gets so sad about it.
I mean, that's not...
They
were separated for an entire year when she went off to do her career and he ended up babysitting, but like...
That's true.
I wouldn't say it's goals, but...
Okay, maybe not goals, but I admire them.
I know what that's... you mean, because relationships come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, and I suppose if there is any rules, it's basically do what makes you happy so long as the other person's happy with it.
Exactly.
Like some people, it's having a collection of plastic aircraft models. Others, it's polygamy. Who knows? You know.
I've got nothing to say to that. I hope we see some Jackie Daytona fix as well.
Yes. That.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
I guess he's technically a separate character to Laszlo Cravensworth, but not really.
Well, the few episodes I've watched, that was my favourite, I think.
It's a really strong one.
Yeah.
Similarly, the hat. I want to see more of the hat.
Yep.
Because that is comedy gold. The last of the core cast is, of course, Colin Robinson.
Yep.
And I'm very curious what AO3 is going to do with Colin Robinson.
I'm going to predict and say not much. Because he's not interesting, but he's written in the way in that way. You know, it's not like the writer's fault. They've literally written him to be as uninteresting as possible because that's his whole shtick. Mm.
See, I'm not sure. I think he's going to be a dark horse that the fandom has a weird relationship with. You know, like you know how Tumblr occasionally goes after really weird men, like Sans from Undertale, for example.
Okay.
I feel like Colin Robinson's going to have a similar, like, niche but dedicated appeal. Not that Sans from Undertale is niche. There's probably more fics about him than the entire What We Do in the Shadows. But you get what I mean.
So you're thinking there's going to be an unofficial Tumblr sexy man? This
I think so.
Deeply boring, bald bloke.
I hope so.
No, no way.
For all the deeply boring, bald blokes out there.
There is not a shred of hope.
Oh.
I mean, me being one of them, admittedly, but...
As I say, you've got more riz than Colin Robinson.
Yeah, I know, but...
I forgot you were bald.
I know, but, like, you've been to my special interest days before.
Yes.
And yeah, I will quite happily sit for an hour and talk about some obscure locomotive or car.
Oh, maybe
or
that's
aircraft.
It. Maybe Colin is going to be like the autism representation and the fandom will run with it in that way.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe, but I think he does it on purpose. I think you need to read people very well to do the kind of next level torture he's capable of.
Yeah, like I feel like, in fact, I know, like, because it comes up in later episodes, Colin can be interesting if he wants to be.
Okay.
Like, yeah. he's secretly quite an interesting man, but that's not how he feeds, so he deliberately makes himself as boring as he can be. It's a defense strip mechanism, I guess.
So, yeah.
I think if he's interesting, he gives out energy.
Yes, that's exactly
and
it.
And if he's boring, he absorbs it.
Yeah, there's...
There was this one episode he really desperately needed to feed, and his life just kept getting... He just ended up being really interesting by loads of accidents happening.
Yeah.
and, like, in the end, they had to do, like, an energy transfer using fucking medieval science.
I love all their understanding of technology in that show as well. Like,
yeah, it's just Matt Berry fucking about with stuff he learned and eaten.
Yeah.
And like Victorian era fucking
all his science is so wrong.
He's like, I don't believe in ghosts, I'm a man of science, it was probably a bog witch, and it's just like, you're a vampire.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you don't believe in ghosts, you're a fucking vampire.
Yeah, that was all good. I hope we do see more of the ghosts in this one as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because they figure out they can meet themselves as ghosts, and there's a bit of an interaction there.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on to minor characters. Who else do we need to talk about?
The guide?
The guide. She becomes a full-fledged character towards the end, but she... I mean, even the show says it herself. She never really feels part of the core group.
Yeah, it's not really about her, but she is, like, that person who's trying to fit in. After they... get rid of the council, she's got to kind of work for them.
Yeah. I don't know what we'll... I don't really know what to make of her in terms of what we'd see authors do with her.
What about Simon the Devious?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're definitely seeing Simon Laszlo. I guarantee we're going to see
fighting
some...
fighting over the hat.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be classic enemies to lovers. Maybe Simon manipulating Laszlo into doing things.
Maybe.
That's my prediction. The Count, as you mentioned. See, I kind of ship the Count more with the progenitor monster guy, you know?
Oh, was it Nosferatu?
Yeah.
I can't remember what the fuck it's called.
No, me neither.
I have a lot of, I have a lot of things to look forward to, I can see.
Oh, you do? Hang on. Oh, in one of the later seasons, Guillermo's boyfriend from Britain.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see more of him, because that was really funny. Incidentally, if I Google what we do in the shadows, the Count, the first page that comes up is not the Count, it's Count Rapula.
Oh my god.
So, who knows, maybe he's more popular than we expected, and maybe we'll get loads of Count Rapula fix.
Count Rapula.
Yeah, he was in the Hat episode. He was part of Simon's crew, if you recall.
Shit, yeah, he was.
Yeah, okay. He was just one of the, one of the guys in the back. He'd only speak in rap as well.
Oh, this fucking would, show.
I'd be very happy to see a, if someone's written a Count Rapula fic, wait, it's just a rap, Nick will do it.
Will I?
No, I don't, it's up to you. I'm...
I mean, I can do, I can try it.
I don't think any of us can rap, so... let's not do it.
I heard a thing about when they were shooting the stuff, because of all the scenes have to be outside in the night.
Mm-hmm.
To avoid people, they'll do it in like the quite late or early hours.
Okay.
But it was all during the winter.
Oh no.
And so all the cast members and the crew were getting hypothermia until the budget increased so they could move somewhere warmer to shoot.
Oh god.
That's...
I think it was like season 3, season 4, they finally got to move somewhere where it was warmer at night.
Oh no.
Wow, that's...
That's brutal. Like... They have suffered for their craft.
Yeah, you don't see them shiver on the screen. It's quite impressive. Yeah.
I was about to say they wrap up warm in old Victorian clothes, but I'm not even sure.
No, they're not that warm. It's not like... It was like -7 or something.
Yeah, that's true.
-10, maybe.
So this is the name of the one the Count is... The one I ship the Count with, but he's also referred to as the Sire. I cannot pronounce that name. You guys are welcome to try.
I'm not going to bother.
Let's...
Starts with a G.
Hang on, my secondary device is having a fit. Just 2 seconds.
I'd probably say... Goyim?
Goyim.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm
going to
stick with the sire.
Yeah.
As I'm sure the fix will too.
Or is it just are we overthinking this? Is it just like Guillaume?
Oh, that'd be interesting, because it's sort of quite close to Guillermo.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's Jenna as well. We've talked about her very briefly, but I don't know. I don't expect to see much of her. Oh, Marwa.
Oh, the wife.
Yeah, Nando's wife.
Yeah.
Oh, Nando has a wife?
For a little bit.
He summons a wife.
Ah.
Yeah. It's a weird one.
It's kind of dark. I hope we find fix where Marwa is happy.
Well, she ends up becoming happy,
doesn't
she? She
does, just not...
It's
so dark. It's... Okay, Nick. At some point, Nandor gets a genie.
Okay.
And he has a lot of wishes, and he wishes for a wife. And he gradually alters her with the wishes, and eventually he wishes her to like everything that he likes. And that kind of backfires a little bit.
Okay.
And, yeah. Eventually he turns her into an exact clone of Guillermo's boyfriend, which is a perfectly normal thing to do.
Yeah, of course.
And that cracked me up, but it's... God, poor Guillermo.
it sounds like he deserves better.
Yeah, like, Guillermo brings home this man, and, like, they've been doing this long-distance thing, but he comes home, he brings him home, and Nandor sees him, and he sees that they're happy together, and he's like, I want that.
Like,
Genie, make me an exact copy of Guillermo's boyfriend. And then eventually Guillermo comes home to find Nandor with exactly the same man. It's horrifying.
He's such a cunt.
It was such a weird thing to do. And then, of course, Guillermo's boyfriend goes off with the clone because he's met an exact copy of himself, and they hit it off.
Oh, so nobody has a good time then, apart from Guillermo's boyfriend and the clone. Yeah,
I think his name was Will. I want to say Grace.
I can't remember.
Oh, I'm just looking into it now. Freddy. His boyfriend's name is Freddy. He's a lot more sane than the Freddy we know, and I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough.
Okay, I think that's everyone we need to talk about. Oh, Nick, I'll show you a picture of Freddy.
Right, okay. Where are you posting this?
Back in Smash or Pass.
Back in Smash or Pass. If you, dear listener, join the Discord, you too can play Smash or Pass with us.
There's a link to it in our Tumblr bio.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. He's fairly sort of harmless and wholesome, and Nandor eventually wants a piece of that. But he can't, so he creates a clone of him. Oh, he's such a shit.
He is. That's utterly horrifying.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Poor Guillermo.
Oh, my favourite ship. I forgot to mention. Oh god, what's her name? Edie? Ada? One of those. The other energy vampire.
Shit, yeah. That was another episode I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Evie.
Evie and Colin, yeah.
Yes. I ship Evie and Colin. They're so boring. They deserve each other.
Everybody knows a Colin and everybody knows an Evie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I hope they're happy together. I want to see fix where they're happy together.
They broke up, didn't they, in the show?
They did, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. They left on a mutual note, and she does come back later on once.
Oh, good. Yeah, I look forward to
that.
And
I'd like to see them have a proper ending together, because the next season is the last one. So
right, fair enough.
They'll be going for a proper ending.
Yeah, good.
And I hope it involves the two of them. There's one last thing we should tell Nick, because it will be spoiled in these fics, for sure.
Hey there. Quick stop from Editor James. This is the spoiler warning. There's spoilers now. Skip to the thing in the show notes if you don't want to hear proper plot-sensitive stuff. Okay, back to the show.
Okay.
At some point, Colin Robinson dies, in air quotes.
Okay.
and they find...
Spoilers, by the way.
Oh yeah, this is super spoilers. Stop listening. I'll skip ahead to the time in the show notes.
Stop listening after we've revealed a big spoiler.
Don't worry, I can cut around this. It's fine. So, at some point, Colin Robinson dies, and they find an egg in his chest, and that egg hatches into a small Colin Robinson.
Oh, okay. So, do you think we're going to see fix about tiny Colin Robinson?
I suspect, well, that's why I'm saying it now, is there will certainly be fix about Colin Robinson growing up.
Right, I see.
Because Laszlo takes it upon himself to raise Colin Robinson, like baby Colin Robinson. And like, there's a whole season that is just Colin Robinson growing up. Like, he's a teenager at one point, and he's there as like this young show tunes boy. And like, we see Colin just growing up.
That...
and eventually becoming Colin Robinson again.
That's, yeah, I think there'll be sort of, yeah, similar stuff.
There's too much material in there not for it not to be coming up, so I thought I'd mention it now.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, we've talked a lot. Is there anything else we want to add before we jump into the fix?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, I'd just say jump into it.
Let's jump in then. We need a catchphrase to yell when we jump into things.
No, we don't.
Let's go! I will say, as we get in, any quotes we do, any lines that come from Laszlo, we've got to attempt the voice.
Yep, fair enough. I mean, we do anyway, so...
Oh, absolutely. I just want to get that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm in. And I'm just, as always, I'm looking at the stats first. There's roughly 3,500 fix in the TV show.
I would have thought there'd be more.
I would have thought there'd be more. But 2,500 have the tag Guillermo de la Cruz / Nandor the Relentless.
Yep. There we go.
He is overwhelmingly popular. And 500 are Laszlo / Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
61 for Jenna and Nadia.
I quite fancy some crack, so let's have a look.
Go for it. I want to see who Colin is shipped with.
I found a tag. Guillermo's canonical piss kink.
Oh, shit. Does he have a piss kink?
Does he have a piss kink, really?
Does he?
I can't remember. Hang on.
How the hell do you search this, bro?
I'm typing into Google, Guillermo de la Cruz piss.
Oh, no.
Let's check the wiki. Let's see. Trivia. Does it mention his piss kink? No.
So... right.
You're going to have to read the fic and find out what the fuck that's
okay,
about.
Okay, I'll just post it. Right. So this is Drink Me by Anonymous. And the summary is, turns out blood isn't the only way to survive as a vampire.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I'm just imagining, I think my new ship is Guillermo de la Cruz and, oh shit, what's his name?
Well, I don't know who the hell you're on about.
Guillermo de la Cruz / Bear Grylls.
Oh, for God's sake.
The piss gang.
This is Nando getting Guillermo to drink his piss, by the looks of things.
I didn't think vampires could do that.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the vampire. Or like the vampire lore, I should say.
I guess it depends on the author.
Yeah, because... when they're doing up the house, they're just like, why do you want a golden toilet? You don't even piss or shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't care, I want it. Just saying.
Yeah.
But apologies to the author for defunking the... No.
No, I think you're fine. This isn't consistent with the law.
So I said to myself, now, Grace, you're not going to Colin Robinson this. And then literally, we're not even like a minute in. And I'm just like, technically, I'm going to have you let you know.
I'd also like to point out the tag, piss kink with feelings.
Yeah, there's that as well.
God.
Piss kink with feelings.
Piss kink with feelings. And afterwards, unbelievable, that's not a canon tag.
It is now.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't picked up on his piss kink before.
Oh. Oh boy.
So I also have And Nick, I mostly clicked on this for you, just so you know that this is out there.
Okay.
There are 6 works in Colin Robinson / original female characters.
Oh God, okay.
Which I like to think implies there are women out there who
are
self-inserting to date Colin Robinson.
I'm sure there are people out there who like dull men.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Alternatively, there are people wanting Colin. They like Colin enough that they hope he finds someone, and they're writing a character to fit that.
Mm. I suppose that's another explanation. One I'm going to choose to ignore.
That's fair.
Because the alternative is funnier.
Yeah, like... I like to believe there's lots of women. Oh, maybe it's... Apologies to these authors. I'm imagining, like, Sonic OCs, but it's, like, energy vampire OCs, where everyone's, like, different colours of beige, and... Being like, yeah, I like all dressing in like beige office core, and they're just different OCE energy vampires.
Oh, good grief! Do you think they get together and have conventions?
I hope so. Well, they do, Nick. I've been to one of your outings, Nick. They all definitely meet up. I'm sorry, that joke was right there.
No, I'm talking about maybe they'll go into one of those. Is it called a WeWork?
Yeah. Wait.
And like, they just, you know, where you can like rent a desk if you normally work from home, but you need like help focusing. You can just like rent a desk and you go in and.
That's a WeWork, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they all like get together and rent a WeWork and
just get really boring at each other?
Yeah, yeah. Just try to outbore each other for a couple of days.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, you know, energy vampire LARPing.
Oh, I'd love that.
Oh,
if
oh
we
dear.
Find out that happens, I will pay to send you to one.
Why me?
Why do you think?
I know I'd fit in, but still.
Just get your old Warhammer meet.
Yeah, I'll just go to a Warhammer meet.
Yeah, Warhammer, Magic the Gathering,
Dungeons and Dragons.
Diesel, yeah. Multiple unit enthusiasts. You know.
I don't even know what that is, and I don't want to.
Okay, so basically...
Oh, that's a level of boring we haven't reached yet.
So basically,
The modern train.
Yeah, the modern local train, where there's like 2 or 3 carriages, and they look the same both ends. I'm trying to keep this as simple as possible for you.
I'm feeling weak.
Also, people actually like normal trains.
Yeah,
trains.
This is the thing.
Why? There's nothing interesting about them.
Because, and I know I'm saying this as a rail fan, but they're weird. GMU enthusiasts are just strange, you know.
Can you stop starting feuds with the diesel fandom?
It's not. I'm not starting a feud with the diesel fandom. Like, the thing is, I just don't get what the point is without a big fucking noisy power unit up front. You know. What's the point?
Okay.
So, yeah. Friendship with DMU enthusiasts ended.
Thank you for starting a feud in the rail community on our fanfiction podcast.
I try my best.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Guillermo/Freddy is more popular than Colin Robinson/original female character, incidentally.
Okay.
There are 40 fics about Guillermo and his boyfriend. A lot of them seem to be about setting up jealousy with Nando.
Oh, fuck. Sorry to derail this yet again, but...
Oh,
you
just came from derailing.
No, right. So this is the...
He's re-railing it.
No, this... I am... It is actually relevant. I kind of want to... I want to read this, but it's... I think it's in Spanish. So apparently, there are... a few people out there who ship Nando the Relentless with Michael Scott. In fact, there's one person,
oh,
and it's this fic. It is literally this fic. They've called the ship Relentless Regional Manager.
Send it. Fuck, that's not even derailing it. That's a masterpiece.
God. It's in Spanish. And I'm so gutted because I can't read Spanish.
Well, this is very upsetting. Because I also cannot read Spanish.
Yeah. Dwight is like their son.
Does anyone want to try throwing it into Google Translate and see what comes out?
I'll do it. I'll do the summary. I'm going to, if we have any Spanish listeners, Spanish speaking listeners, I do apologize. Right, so translates. Okay, it limits queries to 32 words. Right, hang on. Yeah, I'm going to have to do actual homework from these, so...
Okay.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves, this isn't going well.
That's fine, I'm just typing things.
Right. Copy. Fuck off.
I can't find a tag for the cursed hat, more importantly.
Right, here we go, I've got it. Okay, so the summary. Everyone had noticed an unusual attitude in Michael. Most thought he was simply the depressed Michael that had appeared after Holly left for Nashua. But it was definitely something more, and Dwight noticed that. The shrewd man was going to unravel what was happening to his beloved manager.
Oh my god.
So it sounds intense.
It does sound, yeah.
Who's Dwight?
He's the one from The Office.
Yeah, Dwight Schrute from The Office.
He's a Colin Robinson.
Oh. Kind of. Oh, okay.
Ah.
When you said The Office, I thought you meant his place of work, not another show. Okay, I'm with you now.
Actually.
I've never actually seen The Office.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
I was just like,
Actually.
Okay.
Canonically, Dwight has Riz.
Oh, yeah. Well, so does Colin.
Yep.
No, he fucking
does. He does. He banged Evie.
He's got a specific Riz, I suppose.
Yeah, they both have a specific Riz.
Yeah.
Right, let me... Okay, I have a fic here. And this could be good.
Okay.
It's called Memo the Murderous by Heartless Memo.
Mm-hmm.
The main ship is Guillermo and Count Rapula.
Hey, you found one.
Oh.
Have we lost Grace?
Hi again, Editor James. It is at this point Grace disconnected from the Discord call that we were using to record the show. You don't hear the ding, but... Yeah, me and Nick carry on as best as we can.
Oh, Grace was so excited by Count Rapula that she disconnected from the call.
What's going on there?
So I'm going to read this right now.
Yeah.
She's not coming back on, is she?
Wi-Fi. Oh, fuck the Wi-Fi.
Let's wait. Have I got any messages from her?
So, since Grace
isn't here...
I think
Grace has had a power cut.
Oh, shit, okay.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. But if I had to guess...
So, obviously, Nick and I were left to our own devices, and we did the only thing that we thought was sensible.
So, James, now that Grace isn't here, Farscape.
Oh, yeah. So...
We're fucking... Derailing this, motherfuckers. We're taking it our own way.
You know what? I'm down for that. Let's do it. So, Farscape is a beloved sci-fi series starting in 1999 and is my favourite sci-fi.
So, for around 20 minutes to half an hour, Nick and I did a Farscape episode. And Grace wasn't best pleased when she came back. But we've got it recorded. It's going out as a bonus episode. So, keep an eye out for that. Yeah, back to the show. Back to talking about what we do in the shadows, to be clear. If you want to hear the rest of these escapades, go listen to the bonus episode.
I'm mostly opening this to see if any of it is written in rap.
Let me just do a...
Yeah, it's written by Heartless Memo. Overcome by rage and rejection, Guillermo takes matters into his own hands, turning himself into a vampire. He steps into the role of Manhattan Vampire King following the fall of Simon the Devious. His new position, along with unique and various special power, makes him very popular. Vampires from across New York City fawn over their new monarch, including a certain rapper.
Okay, I see. Yeah, it's a rare pairing, I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Memo the Murderous.
I can't see any rap, unfortunately. But it is 5 chapters, and I've only looked at the first one.
It looks like it's not finished. But then again, the last time it was updated was November 2021, so it probably is.
Interesting.
Whether it's finished or not.
So that means... I suspect that means it was written... It was written before Guillermo does take matters into his own hands and turns himself into a vampire.
Oh, okay.
So they've predicted the story.
Wow.
I think. Yeah, no, that was the most recent season that that happened. So maybe it... Yeah, it would have been... Yeah, it was 2023 that Guillermo does that.
Maybe the writers got their ideas from AO3.
Ooh, nah, probably not. It's just an interesting way to take his character, to be fair.
Yeah, I see. But then again, I am wondering whether you... If you had, like, a moderately successful show, you could just dip into AO3 for your ideas.
I feel like doing that would get you in trouble. It's probably not worth the risk.
Yeah, probably. But, like, maybe looking at what the fans want to see happen and then, you know, rewriting it.
I can see
so
certain authors... I could see certain authors looking at AO3 and going, ah, I see they want the angel and the demon to get together and be happy. I'm going to kill David Tennant at the end of this season.
Okay, yeah, it could go the other way.
I can absolutely see him do that.
That's a Neil Gaiman special.
That is exactly special. That's talent. Exactly who I was pointing that towards.
Yep. Oh boy.
Oh shit. There's also 30 works. Laszlo/Sean.
Oh yeah, his mate Sean. He keeps hitting on him, and Sean's too straight to notice.
Sean is Laszlo's neighbor and human best friend, and over time they have like quite a nice bond.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
they hated each other at first, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, I think
Sean has been hypnotized so many times that he has no idea what's going on in his life.
Yeah.
But it. Sorry, what were you going to say, Grace? I cut you off there.
No, that's all right. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, I have here a fic called Checkers by Yahtzee2KZT. This is Laszlo and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Laszlo has no clue how human technology works. And bro jobs.
Oh my god.
I see.
There are both blowjobs and bro jobs. Also a belly kink.
This has got everything in it.
Well, it has some things in it. I wouldn't say it has everything. It's not an ABO fic, if that's what you're asking.
If you look at the dialogue, this is written in... I can hear it in Laszlo's voice.
Yeah, same. Checkers, baby. The best place for burgers. It also sells milkshakes, but I don't like those. Oh, wait, is it? I can't... Some of this dialogue is also Sean.
I quite like how... Yeah, Laszlo doesn't know how drive-thrus work by the looks of things.
Yeah, he's...
There's no salesman, Sean.
He thinks the drive-thru is a ghost later on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He decided to hypnotize the ghost Sean was communicating with. You'll forget my last suggestion.
The thing is, he doesn't have to. He could just say that. And the drive-thru worker just wouldn't care. It'd be like, right, okay, so scratch that.
Probably not, yeah. But that's Laszlo all over, really. Leaning on hypnotizing as many people as he can.
He's not very good at it, is he?
Oh, yeah, no, I take that back. Laszlo is not as good at hypnosis as Nandor.
He's quite shit in comparison, I think. Apparently, he's got to talk his way out of it.
He does. And he's good at that, though.
Oh, yeah. Try to remember, what is his sort of vampiric talent?
I think he's better at transformation. He does turn into a bat quite a lot.
Just a bat?
Yeah.
Everyone else can turn into a bat.
Yeah, but everyone can do hypnosis. He's just not the best at it.
He's not very good at it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He can play the flute.
He can. He's very musically talented.
He can play the flute and make raccoons do his bidding.
Maybe that's it. He speaks to animals.
Hmm.
He's very good at horticulture.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think that was in the beginning of an episode that we watched.
Mm-hmm.
Botany.
He has that garden of vulvas.
Yes.
There's another tag here.
His mother's is there.
Is he? Yeah, because someone pissed on his mother's vulva. Happy Mother's Day as we record this.
Oh, God.
I've just seen the tag, Guillermo, I love pathetic men, De La Cruz.
Oh.
And I can't tell if that's aimed at Guillermo being pathetic, or if it's Guillermo loves pathetic men like Nandor.
Okay.
It could genuinely go either way, I think.
He's definitely more unsexual, is Guillermo.
Absolutely.
Like, looking at the two candidates.
And I respect that.
Oh, you can do so much better.
Love some morons. He can do better, though. I don't know who I'd ship him with, if not Nandor. As in, people in the show. The Count?
He had that mate that turned him into a vampire.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they had that kind of chemistry, though.
No. I wouldn't have thought so.
And he's dead now.
And he's dead now. Spoilers.
Yeah. Bless him. What was his name? Derek.
Derek, yeah.
Poor Derek.
What the fuck's going on here?
I don't know.
Right, just... I'm just going to share... right.
There is one thing I was... Oh, go ahead, Nick.
Here is a fic called Wedded Briss.
Okay.
By Beanspreen. The summary is Nandor grows a new foreskin. Meanwhile, his foreskin grows a new Nandor.
Oh my god.
Are they docking?
It sounds like when you cut a worm in half, they become two worms.
Yeah.
I think Nandor gets circumcised and the...
Yeah.
The foreskin grows another Nandor.
So, Nandor makes a Jewish friend in one episode.
Okay.
And he decides that that means he has to get himself circumcised.
Oh god, yeah, I remember that now.
I say makes a friend, he's really creepy to this guy. He's not very good at making friends.
You know these podcasts, this podcast takes us to really, really bizarre places.
He asks Guillermo to circumcise him in the episode, if I recall.
Well, apparently this is the result of what would happen, if that happened. But the strange place I'm being taken to is the characters in this fic. One is Guillermo de la Cruz. One is Nandor the Relentless. The other one is the regrown foreskin golem. The regrown foreskin golem of Nandor the Relentless.
What a title.
There it is. What a fucking title. Jesus. Oh my wet. God. This is... Oh.
Yeah, if I remember right, they circumcise Nandor, and Nandor goes to meet Alexander in the gym, and he just shows him, like, look, I'm circumcised now, just like you. And it's just like, bro, we've met twice. We went to the cinema. This is weird. And he just leaves.
Oh dear. So...
Yeah. Doesn't go well for Nandor. But you know what? Making friends as an adult is hard. I understand.
It is. I was.
He did it wrong, but it is hard when you don't have like school or anything to bond with people.
Yeah, 100%. Like I was, if you'll allow me to tangent briefly, I was talking to Sophie about this exact thing a couple of days ago, and I said, wouldn't it be great if you had a Tinder but for friendships?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, you put in your interests and stuff like that, and you'd be like, hey, I'd like somebody to, I don't know, go see the latest Avengers movie or go to a railway museum with or whatever, and you can just pick people based on whether they seem like pretty cool people.
Yeah, but you just know that blokes are going to...
There'd be weirdos on it.
I'll
be friends with her first, and then that's how I'll worm my way in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that's happening, but to be fair, I think that happens a lot on Tinder as well, you know.
Well, I mean, it's Tinder, you kind of expect
that,
but on a meetup, on friends thing, probably not so much.
You know what, Nick? I reckon if you put in the details on Grindr and just said, look, I'm not here for sex, do any lads want to go out just to a railway museum? I reckon you'd get some people who are genuinely into that.
And then some gay men who are actually trying to fuck you.
I reckon you'd get more gay men who are just excited to go look at trains than gay men who are trying to fuck you. And that's not in a not to say, Nick, that you're not fuckable. It's that I just think that would work.
Well, just put into Grindr. I'm not gay, I'm not looking for a relationship, but would you like to come to a Steam Gala with me?
Yeah.
Actually, there are... I've noticed that there are people on Grindr, not so I've noticed, but I've heard that there are people on Grindr who are straight, and they'll say that they're straight, but they're just sort of fishing for compliments.
I can believe that.
That's sad, isn't it?
Hmm.
Bless you.
Yeah. I think you should try it, Nick. I want you to roll the dice on... Look, not here's the fuck. Let's go hang out at a Steam Gala. There will, I promise there'll be no sex. I'm happily with my female partner, but I just want some mates to go out to a Steam Gala with. I reckon there'd be enough people like, yeah, that sounds fun. Let's go look at traction engines.
We'll see what happens.
Exactly. And if you're a gay man who wants to go to a Steam Gala in the UK, why not write in to thefanshippingforecast@gmail.com?
I mean, you don't even have to be a gay man. You can be... You can
or
be
anyone,
a,
really.
You can be
yeah.
a straight, gay, straight, bisexual, any, you know, anybody on the, mm-hmm. you know, any sort of position on the sliding spectrum, just if you're interested.
If you want
then...
to look at steamrollers and traction engines, and there's usually some nice food.
Yeah, if you are literally anyone at all, and you would
Grace
like to go to a
Steam Gala.
Grace
tells me it gets wild in the evenings at a Steam Gala.
Oh, the diesel galas do.
So I went a lot
oh,
with my
family. Oh, the diesel galas. Oh.
I went a lot as a child with my mum, and we left before it got wild, as Grace said, because I was 12. But
to be fair, Dorset did, because
okay.
the drinking that you've been doing during the day just carries on. And there's live bands, and everybody's up till like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Getting shit-faced around traction
anyway,
engines. It's
I've realised we've deviated too far.
Yes.
Yes.
This is a bit called Be Kind Rewind by Sept Sapphire. I wanted to mention it because it has the tag, Nando's love language is Bazinga.
Oh, God.
And I want to know what that means.
That sounds like that's a reference to the Big Bang Theory.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Nadia's love language is threatening people on your behalf. And you know what? That's a good love language. I kind of want to add that to our list of love languages. I love it when someone threatens someone on my behalf.
Really?
Yeah. Don't you?
I don't think I've
no
ever had
way.
It happen.
You just get yes. embarrassed. You're like, no, stop it. We're in public.
Well, it depends why
this
they're
is
threatening.
Really awkward.
It depends what they're threatening them over.
All right.
If it's just someone who brought me the wrong food, then... No, that's mean.
Oh, it wouldn't be that, would it?
I don't know. Yeah, I've no idea. But I think it's nice.
I suppose it's nice if somebody has you back. That's
exactly
maybe a better way of describing it.
Yeah, I was thinking
exactly.
looking at how Nadia does it. It's just mm-hmm. like,
Right, I've searched Bazinga in this fic. Nando looks pensive. I should not have taken advice from the Big Bang Theory. You do not even like the show. It would not impress you. He lifts a hand. You will forget what I said. And then for good measure, Bazinga.
It does sound like a Nando thing to do.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh boy.
Nando's grin shows off his fangs in a way that might be terrifying to just about any other human on this planet. For Guillermo, it just feels nice to have all that excitable energy directed at him for a change. He feels himself blushing. Then flushing harder in embarrassment when Nando lifts his fist in the air and shouts a triumphant, Bazinga!
Nando, arsehole, but also undead Labrador.
He's yeah, he's like... He's two-thirds of his way to being a himbo.
He is just an arsehole, though.
Yeah. Like, if he could just be good and stick the landing... Then he would be a himbo.
Yeah.
But he's not. He is 100%. The anti-himbo. The bohem.
Actually, that does sound like a specific type of vampire.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. The obhim.
Which Dune character is that?
The obmi.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Dune.
So how's that bucket working out for you?
Oh, I did not see the popcorn bucket at our cinema.
Maybe they've already, like, taken them off sale.
They've probably already been sold out, mate.
We'll talk about Dune another time, because it was good.
Okay, do you think we have enough content yet?
Maybe.
Or have we just...
How are you guys feeling in terms of energy?
I could do to eat, but other than that, may order a takeaway.
I am slowly falling asleep.
I feel like I could do a little bit more, but it's up to you guys.
I suppose the rate at which we continue should be dictated by our most tired member.
Yes, it should. Yeah. Grace.
Especially since we, you know, we all have to be up in morning.
Actually, in this rare case, Nick, are you our sleepiest member?
And honestly, I think it's Grace. I'm more...
Okay.
I am quite sleepy, but I'm more hungry.
It is usually Grace that's our sleepiest member, so I will defer
9
to...
9 o'clock is my bedtime.
Okay. Do you want to stop?
I say almost 30 years old. My bedtime is an hour shy of 8 o'clock.
Do you want us to stop?
I'll tell you what, I'll be a maverick and 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
It's all right. I'm doing a little... Staying up late on a school night.
I'm going to do a quick look at crossovers, and I've spotted immediately something from one of my favourite films of last year, an underrated film from last year, I would have to say. This is Cohabitation in Staten Island. It's a crossover with Renfield and What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, I remember Renfield.
The Renfield was the Nicolas Cage as Dracula film.
Yeah, which I am questioning myself why I haven't fucking seen it yet.
It's so good. And, yeah, it mostly focuses on his long-suffering familiar, Renfield.
Okay.
It's very, very toxic relationship orientated.
Yeah, they make Nandor and Guillermo look healthy.
Yeah, they really do.
And I'm
but
down
I think
for...
that was the point.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like, Dracula was the villain in Renfield. So it makes sense. He was one of the villains, anyway. I'm quite excited to see Guillermo and Renfield chatting. They have a lot in common.
Yeah, fair enough.
Maybe Gizmo can help him kill Dracula.
Can I take us home?
Sure.
If you find another one in the meantime, you know, we can talk about that, because we have only been sort of going for another 2 minutes, but...
What you got?
So this is a crossover. I'll read you one of the first lines. Hi, my name is Isbany Dankness Dementor Revenge Way, and I have mid-length ebony black hair. That's how I got my name, with grey streaks and ash-coloured tips that reaches the back of my neck, and really cute eyes like limpid tears, and a lot of people tell me I look like Anne Bonny. So this is My Is Mortal by Dave Chicken. It's apparently a crossover between What We Do in the Shadows and Our Flag Means Death.
Okay.
Oh my fucking
But it's written
God.
In the style. I'm seeing a lot of Our Flag Means Death in here as well.
I felt they've got a similar feel of the shows.
Written by Jizrael Handjobs.
Yes! That too!
They do have similar feels, yeah. I feel like we essentially have a modern day... It's the modern day Super Hulock, really, isn't it? It's What We Do in the Shadows... A Flag Means Death and Good Omens.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that's the modern trilogy. The Tumblr triumvirates, I'm going to call it.
We just need my...
What's that?
I don't know. For a minute, No, it's all right.
Do it. Stick the landing.
No, because it didn't make sense. You know, the other day when I was saying Gammon was a fish, I caught myself.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Because I pretend nothing happened.
Well, now I'm
you
really
heard
curious.
Nothing.
Ah, we heard nothing.
So yeah, good shadows mean death.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm going to choose to call it.
That seems a solid choice.
But yeah, I'm not quite sure when the What We Do in the Shadows comes in, but I might find out.
Mm, it's worth a look. I also want to shout this one out. I must admit, this is a book I don't know much about.
Okay.
It's called Once Bitten. It's a crossover with Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen.
But what?
Laszlo and Nadia show up in a Jane Austen novel, and that sounds fantastic.
It sounds almost canon.
It does, doesn't it? No, it was all set on a more serious Northanger Abbey, but then Laszlo introduced himself as an esteemed British gentleman. Speak 14 languages.
As long as they are English.
Because speaking 14 languages as long as they're English, I couldn't help myself. So this is Matt Berry showing up. In a Jane Austen novel, and that sounds
flipping out different accents. Yeah. God's sake.
I'd just like to state, if I ever become fortunate enough to live in a big house on its own in the country, I am going to call it Northanger Abbey.
Yeah, that would fit nicely.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I just think more costume dramas could do with Matt Berry just showing up and doing his thing.
Oh, I love the conclusion to the notes, which you should have read.
Oh, wait.
No knowledge of what we do in the shadows is required. Feel free to read both Laszlo and Nadja's original vampire characters. Fair enough. If you do know anything about the show, though, consider how very many of Austin's minor characters are energy vampires.
Yeah, that sounds...
I see.
It explains why English teachers are who they are.
Oh, doesn't it, though?
Fucking draining all the students. Ah, I barely need to do anything. I'll get out Jane Austen. Fucking hell, miss. No.
Yeah, Jane Austen was written possibly by... It's sort of an aid for energy vampires, I suppose. Of like, this will help you drain. You know, before trains were invented.
Yeah.
That's what they needed.
It's a straw, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a straw to help God. You go down.
I think you're right. I've got the Winchesters showing up at the house here as well.
Oh, good grief.
They poke their nose into everything, don't they?
Dean has been invited to a vampire orgy.
I mean, to be fair, if any of the previous sort of Tumblr triumvirate, even,
mm-hmm.
were to turn up at the What We Do in the Shadows house, it would be the Winchesters.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, the Doctor, to be fair. I could see showing up at one of them.
Yeah,
Buffy.
Yeah, Buffy as well.
But Buffy's not in the Super Hulock.
No, I suppose she's not. I didn't realise it was Super Hulock exclusive.
Yeah, the original triumvirate, as was what Nick said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Super Hulock. Being replaced, well, not replaced, but supplanted by Good Shadows Mean Death.
I do feel like Buffy would have been in that. If there was a 90s... If Tumblr was around in the 90s, it would be Buffy and two others that I can't think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Buffy, Teen Wolf.
From the 90s, Nick?
Is that earlier or later?
Teen Wolf's like 2010s.
Is it?
Yeah. Came out after Twilight.
Why do I think it's got Michael J. Fox in it?
It might... I think the more popular Teen Wolf is the 2010s remake.
Oh, okay.
TV series.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like the 90s Super Hulock would have been Buffy, The X-Files, and Twin Peaks, I'm going to say.
Okay.
That would be my prediction. If any listeners have any thoughts on what the 90s Super Hulock would be, feel free to write in, because I'm curious.
Yeah, like, talk to us on the Discord. It's something we can
exactly.
talk about. Yeah.
Come hang out with us. Be our friends. Okay, last one, purely for Grace. Grace, stay with me. We're home stretch.
Oh, God.
This is called Gaslight, okay. Gaslight Gatekeep Girl Boss.
Now that's a title.
It's a Magnus Archive crossover.
Oh, my God.
And I think the girl boss is one Gertrude Robinson.
Well, yes, that does make complete sense.
Because she is a girl boss.
Yeah, she is.
Part one of It's Not a Whore House, It's a Whore Home.
The ships are Laszlo and Nadja, Guillermo and Andor, past Nadja and Gertrude Robinson.
Bloody well, I mean, Nadja gets everywhere.
I can see it. It opens with Nadja say, Guillermo and I have been having a bit of a hot girl summer. Good
I
on
can,
you.
Yeah, I can hear it in her voice.
I love Nadja's voice. Like, I very much came into it excited for more Matt Berry, but I stayed for Nadja, you know?
Mm.
Like she.
Well, me and Gertrude Robinson have been having a hot girl summer!
Yes!
Eh? Let's go!
There you go. Oh, she's fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, I love Nadja. She was very quiet in the first one, so then mm-hmm. as it went on.
She gets louder and louder. And more batshit. Okay, what have we learned today?
Ugh.
You two cannot be trusted alone.
We cannot be trusted alone.
100%.
Turns out Grace is the responsible adult on this show.
It's
a very thin thing, but just...
I'm as horrified as you are.
To be honest, I think it alternates between two of you.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I just go where I'm pointed sometimes.
In this episode, it was Grace's turn with the brain cell. And
yes.
It didn't work out because her internet went out. Oh, dear.
All was lost.
I don't feel like I learned anything. I felt like, in the kindest way, what we do in the shadows as fandom is exactly what I expected it to be. And that is absolutely a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because all these fics are very wholesome.
Yeah, they seem very true to the show, don't they?
Yeah. A lot of what we saw could probably slot into the show.
Oh, yeah, they're...
Not necessarily being canon, but...
I mean, a lot of them is pretty canon-looking.
Mm. Okay.
Well,
I mean, the canon is like... loose anyway, to be fair.
just give them some credit, mate.
Okay.
You don't have to do this.
Fine.
Just say yes.
It's very good shit.
Good shit.
It's going to be hard to pick anything for part two.
Yeah, it will be. However, just an observation, if you want to go and find this yourself, we didn't see any Jackie Daytona.
Ooh.
Ah, I clicked on the tag Jackie Daytona, and unfortunately it redirected me to Laszlo Cravensworth. There is no dedicated Jackie Daytona
but
tag.
They're two separate people.
I know. This is clearly an error in AO3's archiving system, because
yeah.
Jackie Daytona is, of course, a regular human.
He is.
And deserves his own tag.
Yeah, regular human bartender.
After he did so much for the local team.
He did. The girls' yeah. hockey team. God, that episode.
It was netball.
Sorry, volleyball, I think?
It was volleyball. Yeah.
The women's volleyball team.
It wasn't hockey, I know that.
Putting on the best talent show we've ever seen.
Oh.
What a guy.
Yep.
Good old Jackie Daytona. I'm going to type in Jackie Daytona, see what comes up.
And Mark Hamill. Fucking ridiculous.
That's something I love with what we do in the shadows. Whenever there's a famous actor, you don't know if they're actually a vampire or if it's them playing a vampire. And it could go either way.
I see. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tilda Swinton showed up.
Yeah,
I just thought.
As herself, as a vampire. Same with Wesley Snipes.
Fucking hell.
Who is actually a daywalker.
Quality acting. Oh my god.
Just like Blade.
Now, don't be mean to old Leslie.
Well, I'm just looking.
Right, it's my bedtime.
Yeah.
Good night.
There are 16 fics about Jackie Daytona.
That's disappointingly low.
Hi there. Editing James here for one last time. You may have noticed that Grace had just said good night. However, Nick and I foolishly did not realise that she had turned off her recording and kept talking. To rectify this, we have used advanced editing and machine learning technology to seamlessly recreate what Grace was saying in response to Nick and myself, and integrate it with the final episode. That said, you probably wouldn't have even noticed had I not said something. On with the show.
One of the first ones is Reader.
Oh, that's less disappointing.
You've been trying to figure out the mysterious Jackie Daytona ever since he appeared in rural Pennsylvania. Maybe the answers you seek lie in a closing shift.
I do really like that somebody, at least one person out there, has looked at Jackie Daytona and gone, yes.
Yes.
yes, very good, thank you.
What's really impressive... The tag on this says, can you tell I've never really been to a bar? They've written 3,000 words of sex with a regular human bartender in the bar, but have never been to
never
a bar.
Never been to a bar.
I'm so curious how that goes. I'm going to read that in depth.
Yes, very good. Thank you.
That's true.
Yeah,
some people
true.
Have made films about Napoleon Bonaparte despite doing zero research, like the most recent film, Napoleon. When he fires cannons at the pyramids, because it looked cool.
yes, very good, thank you.
Oh, I read he fires cannons at the pyramids.
Yes, very good, thank you.
Oh. Well, fuck me, I guess.
yes, very good, thank you.
Okay. Well, I saw a clip of it too.
Yes, yes, very good, thank you.
Okay.
Maybe the director sort of filmed it or CGI'd it, and then the editor basically said, "What the fuck are you doing, you fucking lunatic?" And it was left on the cutting room floor.
Well, there was an interview.
Like a germ trying to thrive on the inside of a toilet bowl, you too live in fear of the certain reckoning upon your home. In fear of something, who cares not of its consequence?
Mm-hmm. So the interview with, it's one of the famous directors, I cannot remember his name for the life of me. But it sounded like something Garth Marenghi would say.
Is Christopher Nolan in it?
Or no, is it? No. Not Nolan. It's not nearly pretentious enough to be Nolan. And I say that with the utmost love.
That's going to bug me all night now. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Sorry. Right. What We Do in the Shadows is fantastic, and so is its fandom.
Yep. I will be watching more.
I'm probably going to bring a Laszlo fic, if I'm honest.
That's fair enough.
Unless something else grabs me, but we shall see. Right, it's past Grace's bedtime. We should go. Is there anything else we want to say before we go?
Bat!
Bat! I want to apologise to Grace for going off on a tangent while he was gone.
Yes, yes, very good, thank you.
I don't regret it, but I feel like I should apologise.
It's better to ask for permission. No, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes, very good, thank you.
I'm tired and I ache, and I can hear the contempt through my headphones from Grace's side of the...
Grace, is there anything you want to add?
Yes, yes, very good, thank you.
What? You're kidding.
Yes, yes, very good, thank you.
Okay, well, me and Nick are still recording, so we're going to say goodbye. Grace has turned off her recorder, but I'm sure she says goodbye as well.
Yes, yes, very good, thank you.
She did say yes. Good night.
Yep, good night.